If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I am Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover because we're married. Also, non-married people can have sleepovers as well.
Yeah, you can totally have a sleepover.
But the reason we're having sleepovers every night is because we love each other and we're married.
And have my ring on.
Maybe I'm not married. Love me. Here, you want to wear mine for that, Pete?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, we have a sleepover every night, but every week.
I don't want to lose it.
Okay.
It'll fly. Okay. I'll be scared.
But every week we invite you to join us, and that's why we have a podcast called Staying Up.
Exactly. So now you're caught up, and now you can stay up.
Woo.
We look super cozy. I know, like, I have a big sweater on. Taryn has a hoodie and a blanket. Thank you, baby. But it's like 90 degrees in LA.
It's 90.
So don't be fooled. I'm actually sweating so bad, but I just want to be cozy.
I want to be cold. It's such a bummer when the weather doesn't match
your mood.
Your mood.
And LA's just been doing that to us all year. Like in the beginning of the year when I was over winter and I wanted to be nice, it just rained and rained and rained. This summer was kind of off. We had rain and cold. And now it's like fall and I'm ready for it to be cold. And it's been like, just kidding. Here's some 90 degree weather in October.
I'm having a epiphany. I've never really felt like depressed, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I feel depressed like what people who are depressed feel. Yeah. But I wonder if this is what it feels like, where like you wish that you were matching the outside world better than you are.
I think it's like seasonal depression.
But I don't mean literally, I'm using the metaphor as a weather, the weather as a metaphor. I don't literally mean that, but I'm saying like normally you're like using this weather situation as a metaphor. You're like, oh my God, like I want to feel warm or I want to feel like cozy. I want it to be cold. I want it to rain, but it's just not like I don't match what the reality is. I wonder if that's how depression might feel. The times you felt that, like when you're like, I just feel like shit, but everything's beautiful out, or
I guess, yeah, I think like whenever, if my depression leads into anxiety, it's like everything's great. Why do I feel so down?
Yeah. And like, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Where like, I think that can start making me feel really anxious of having depression. 'Cause it's like, wait, there's no correlation to something. There's no like specific thing that I can relate feeling down to.
Yeah.
I'm just feeling down.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that that's similar where it's like, oh, it's so nice and beautiful out. I should be feeling like excited and want to do stuff and I don't. So yeah, I guess that could be a metaphor. Yeah.
Not to kick the pot off with a depression metaphor.
Oops.
It is funny though. I was thinking the other day that we were at a wedding, our friend's wedding, and she was saying that she's like, did you feel nervous before your wedding? And it was like 2 days before her wedding. She's like, I feel nervous. And I was like, yeah, I did, but it's not nervous in the way that people think it is. It's nervous. I mean, some people I'm sure are like, oh, fuck, should I be doing this? Oh, God.
Some people get like cold feet.
Yeah. But like, it's more just nerves that don't, your body is just like, whoa, like something big is happening.
Yeah. It's like, it's more excitement. Then, like, you can
that's
have
the
good,
nice way to
you can have good anxiety.
That's the good reframe.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But that's what I think it is. Like, I mean, for our wedding, I didn't have cold feet in any sense. I didn't like have a thought cross my mind of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the big commitment, because I in my mind had already made that commitment to you.
Yeah.
Where this was the celebration of that commitment. Like, getting up there and doing the ceremony and stuff, like, yes, that is so big, but the big commitment in my mind had already happened. So it was more about like, this is the day where all the planning comes together. It's like those nerves.
Yeah. For me, it's still, it was. Totally. I'm saying it's still nerves and like energy.
So much energy.
But I think
energy.
The scary part, and why I'm bringing this up after the weird depression weather metaphor, is that I think it's like just not being able to name what it is that you feel anxious or depressed or whatever about makes it so much worse. So like, you don't want, no one wants to feel nervous on their wedding day. Like, you're like, fuck, that must mean something bad. But in reality, it's just like, I have nerves, like I should, because this is a huge fucking day and I'm excited and this is stressful and I'm going to read my vows in front of people. And, you know, there's so much there, but just not knowing where it comes from makes you more nervous.
Mm-hmm. I think not being able to place, unknown. I think not being able to place a purpose to any emotion is really overwhelming. And that's why a lot of mental health issues feel so all consuming, because it's like, a lot of times for people when they have anxiety or depression, it's like, there's no cause for it.
Yeah.
And that's really, like, at least if I have a lot going on, I'm stressed.
Yeah.
And then I feel anxious, which is just like a feeling. Everyone feels anxious sometimes and doesn't mean you have anxiety. That's just so much easier to be like, oh, okay, well, I just need to get through this thing. But to have no reason, it's like, wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Speaking of terrible feelings, we feel so bad about some things going on. One small thing.
Wait.
Housekeeping's here. That went cute. Different than how I thought it was going
to
go.
Taryn was trying to do this thing where we have like general housekeeping of things we want to share with you.
Like, and everyone's like, okay, because we have housekeeping.
Yeah, and we're having a sleepover, so like we could be at a hotel having a sleepover and housekeeping or, like room. Like, I mean, I guess you don't get room housekeeping at night. Yeah, turn down service.
Yes.
Turn down service.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that it.
But we thought it would be cute if it was like we together as a group, as a unit, as a family, thought it would be cute if it was like,
someone's at the door. Oh, it's who is it? Is it our guest? No, it's housekeeping.
And then that's so stupid. It's okay.
You sound like a little kid when you say housekeeping. You're like, housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Baby voice.
But before we kick off the epi, as we kick off the epi, we wanted to tell you that we have some bad news and some good news. We're going to start with the bad news.
What's the bad news?
The bad news is, it's not news, but it is a moment to tell you.
Acknowledgement.
It's an acknowledgement that we are sorry that it has been a little tough to listen to the pod the last couple weeks.
Yeah, tough to listen to pod.
It's tough, toughy the pod, but the Buffy, manapadaba. Buffy, toughy, tough.
Tough.
What happened?
So, I don't know. We have signed with a network, which is the good. Well, babe, I can't tell them what happened without saying that. I didn't know what you wanted me to say. You like had this whole strategy. Why didn't you just say it? What did you want from me? What happened? They couldn't listen to the pod. You set me up for failure.
This so far has been a masterclass in expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
My housekeeping thing that I thought was going to be so cute. Then the like big grand reveal of like, oh yeah, we were having some technical issues.
But why did you ask me what happened? I
thought you were just going to be like, oh yeah, there were some technical issues with the pot.
You just said that. I'm not going to repeat you.
This is crazy.
Anyways, let's start with the good news. We have signed with a podcast network, which is so exciting because we are just going to be able to elevate things from all different angles for y'all.
We're so excited, you guys.
We're so excited. Big things are coming. We can focus on being more consistent, which, sorry about the last 2 weeks. That was not our fault, though. We can get merch out. We can organize live shows. We can do a ton of stuff that we were not able to do with just Taryn and I working on it.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for getting us to this point. And thank you for sticking by us these last 2 weeks. I know it was really hard. We switched over platforms. We were uploading our podcast to one platform. In the switching of the networks, we now use a different platform. And sometimes that just can get a little kooky crazy.
Kooky cuckoo.
And it did. There was some loading issues for some people, for other people, on one platform, on other platforms. It was a little bit of a shit show. We think we have it figured out. There may at points be like a 5 second lag when you press play on the podcast. We are still really working to fix
it'll get
that.
Down. It'll get
it
down.
It should go away soon, but we know if that's happening when you press play, if it like takes a second to start, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Enjoy your 5 seconds of Zen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we put that in there on purpose so you can like.
And then when it's gone, we no longer want you to have 5 seconds of Zen.
No more.
But we're really excited, y'all. For me, I think I work very much on a like, I need to see growth in my creative things, or I need to see like progress. Momentum, progress, or else I get very over it and I stop doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that signing with a network is just like a really cool sign that we're doing a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Like they found us, they're called Wizard Studios. And they have a lot of other pods that you might know, a podcast called Common Chaos, a podcast called, Le Podcast with this girl that's always on my TikTok, this comedian. I see her everywhere. Another one called Skinny Dipping. There's a bunch, and I know that they're like really pushing to get more lifestyle-y content like what we do. And so the guy who runs it reached out to us and was like, oh, we love your podcast. We would love to talk. And it was cool because it really feels like they do listen and get it. And mm-hmm. like they know that we call y'all peepees. And like we had a call this morning where they referenced that. And just small little things that just feel like
it's a team.
It's a team. They're like in it for the right reasons.
People. Yeah.
So we joined, like Cam said, because it'll help us get to the next level with our content and like with what this means for our community and growth and all the good things and make this more sustainable for us so that this can hopefully be more of a full-time focus for us.
Yeah.
And we're just stoked. The small bit of bad news in that is that the platform that we had to switch to doesn't support video on Spotify now. They're working on it. They said probably at the beginning of next year. Yeah. So if you do want to watch the pod on video, you will need to do so on YouTube.
And we'll let you know once it is available again on Spotify. I know a lot of y'all like to watch the video on Spotify. So we're really sorry that that's not supported yet, but it will be soon. So just hang tight.
Yeah. And my one ask for y'all is, look, this feels like starting a new job in some ways for us, right? It's like, okay, we want to look good. We want to be the cool kids at the network. I do, at least. We haven't talked about this, but
none of these thoughts have crossed my mind, but
I want to be like, I want them to be giving us the good shit, you know, like pitching us for the good pods, like making sure that we got like good treatment, not better treatment than others, but the good treatment, you know? And so what I think would help is if our peepees make us look good.
Yeah.
So for the next little while, and for a little while, I mean forever, extra engagement.
Show up.
Some
show
love.
Show up and show out.
Some downloads. Some
subscribing if you're not already.
Yes.
Some commenting on the socials, and then maybe you can be the peepee of the weekie.
Yeah. All the things.
You think about this stuff so much more than I do. I've realized.
I just kind of
like to go with the flow. I'm like, you guys do what you want to do and hope you like it.
I think that
you're much more strategic
coming from this, my career in marketing. I'm like, okay, you have to remind people of things 10,000 times before they do it. And so I'm like, I know that more than how many people follow us on Instagram, listen to the pod.
Just not good at the self-promo stuff.
Get on. I don't like it either. This isn't fun.
You like it, but I said, you're good at it. You think about it. You're on top of it. You're very good at it. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. I don't feel good at it. I just think that I care that this is I want this to be something we do.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I don't mean that I don't care.
I know you
care. I mean you're better at like thinking about it from that angle, which I think is really great to have on this.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta be shameless.
Yeah.
Even though internally you have a lot of shame about it.
That can go through all of life.
Let's
jump into our PP of the weekie.
Sure.
Do
I was going to ask if you wanted to address your red lip for the video.
No, it's okay. We don't need to talk about it. If you care to know, Instagram stories. We don't need to talk about red lip.
Very coy.
Look at me. Self-promo.
Very coy with it.
No, we just have a lot to talk about. So I'm trying to keep us rolling because we have big big stuff to share.
Set up the timer again. That's okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Okay. PP of the weeky this week is Caroline. Wait.
PP of the weeky.
Your of was different.
Was it?
I think you hit a different note.
Well, maybe I'm harmonizing.
You went of.
Did I?
It felt different.
I don't think I can even hit that note.
I'm feeling hyper aware.
Freaking me out. Okay, Caroline commented when we posted that the last episode was up was for Taryn's birthday. Mm-hmm. She turned 33 and it was our 31st episode. And Caroline said that imagine it was the 33rd episode too. And
that would've been sick.
Made me bummed for a minute. I read that and went, God damn it, yeah. Caroline, don't tell me that because now I'm so mad that it wasn't. But then I went, you're amazing that you even realized that 33 means so much
that
to
that
us.
That would have mattered.
And I love that. You're that connected. So, Caroline, PP of the week,
you
baby.
You deserve it.
I love you.
We love you.
I was mad at you for 5 seconds, but I came back to love.
Pretend she's here between us, and she consensually let us kiss her cheek. Ready? Her head was huge. You didn't come in very far.
Yeah, I felt weird about it. No, I'm just looking at you.
I'm trying to give her a real kiss, but she moved. Mm-hmm. Let's get the sleepover started.
Okay.
Get this party started on a
Saturday night. What night is it?
That's Pink, baby. We're going to see
it
Pink
Saturday
tonight.
Why did I forget what day?
Get this. My mom got us tickets. Do I have a red lip now? Because I'm going to flippy.
No, it's a lip stain. It doesn't come off. It lasts 300 kisses.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's what the thing
300
said.
Kisses.
Okay, I'll just tell you guys. I got lip stains in from this company Clarins, and I was like, I just want to try it. It looked cool. It was like a water lip stain. So I was like, oh, I'm just gonna try this really quick right before we started recording. And yeah, I put it on with my left hand because I was filming with my right, and then I was like, wait a minute, this is looking pretty red. And I wiped it off in 5-10 seconds, and then I was like, oh my god, it's really on there, and it's so crooked because I used my left hand. And then I was like, I should have read the directions. Read it, and it said that it lasts up to 300 kisses. So can you just quickly kiss me 300 times?
Oh my god, that'd be so cute.
It's just red's not my color, but they do have a lot of other colors that look cute.
I love that they had to put that claim on there, because that means that someone back there was like, their job was like, how many kisses is this thing gonna last?
I'm just like, are they kissing their hand? Are they kissing a person? Are they kissing a piece of paper? How are we getting to 300 kisses?
I feel like a paper kiss would last.
I also bet I could kiss
less.
You 300 times and this would not be off yet. Pause.
We're going to find out after this episode.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Who do I sound like? That's something we've been watching.
You'll be whistling another. Your favorite quote ever.
You'll be whistling another tune. What is that from?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days,
oh,
baby. Come
yes.
on now.
I got it mixed up. Guys, if you haven't seen this episode of Broad City, and if you've seen no episodes of Broad City, it's totally fine, but you must see this one. Search Broad City, Val About Town. I don't know if that's what it's called, but I know that that will get you to the episode,
yeah,
which is where you find out that Abby has an alter ego.
It's so funny. She blacks out and she doesn't even know about Val.
She blacks out and becomes this like crooner lady.
Don't tell them.
Okay.
They got to watch it.
Yeah, true. But it's so good.
It's so good.
All right. What are we talking about today, honey, at this little sleepy teepover?
So you guys stay up with us every day. You've been there through our journey.
Through thick, through thin.
Through wedding medium planning, through thickness. Talking about... What are you saying? tell the class.
I was saying through thick, through thin, through medium thickness.
It's true. Through thin.
What is medium thickness?
Medium? What do you mean? Medium?
What would you call that?
Like a... What?
Thick, thin... What's right in between?
Is there not a word for not too thick, not too thin?
Just right. Thick. Thin.
All right, we're going to move
on. So subjective, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Because what's thick and what's thin?
Yeah, it's like...
One man's thick is another man's thin.
It's so true. And like, what are we... In my head, I'm thinking about paper. I don't know why.
Through thick... Through thin.
Okay, babe, we got
it. Through it all.
There you go. I guess it would just be average.
I think it's medium. Like, if you were thinking of, like, a like thickness of paper. No, I really want to figure this out. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking of, like, thickness of paper.
Okay.
Thick paper.
Yeah.
Thin paper.
Yeah. Regular paper. Like if you have to note that something is like the paper is thinner than normal paper, or if it's thicker than normal paper, then wouldn't if it's not thick or thin, just be normal?
I guess it is medium.
Because if you're having to
regular
connotate and differentiate, aren't you saying it's like something more or less? Like what's in between more or less?
No. Oh my God. This is gonna put me in a spin.
This is why people always think we're on drugs whenever we're recording.
More or less.
The crazy thing is we're never even drinking like wine when we're on here. Only at the most we have coffee.
Well, no, we have wine. We had wine last episode.
Yeah, it was like the first time.
She's like.
That was like the first time in forever because we always record in the morning. Yeah. Anywho-a-lum. We need to get into our stories because today, as I was saying, you guys have been there. Through all of the staying up with us.
Shut the fuck up. Thick, thin, and medium.
Thick, thin, and everyday normal. But we've realized that some of y'all don't know our villain origin story.
Yes.
We haven't, like, I mean, I think we've both shared our coming out story multiple times
on in every our lives. Different platform but this one.
We've never done a run through of here, on here. So we figured we'd share that and then give a little details on how we met.
Yeah.
The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere ribbed sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
Hi, y'all. I'm Kinzie, and I'm the host of House Guest Podcast. I am a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie. We talk all about life, relationships, and navigating your 20s. I'd like to say I'm multifaceted. I'm either waking up at 4 a.m. in the sauna, tending to my garden, or closing out the bars until 2 a.m. You just never know what you're gonna get. It's either me at home in my house in Texas that I spend way too much time in, or in the studio with some pretty cool guest. You can follow us at The House Guest Pod and listen or watch all new episodes every Thursday, wherever you get your podcast or on YouTube.
Hi.
Hey.
And hello. I'm Ryan Christina.
And I'm Paloma.
Along with our co-host, Sierra Schulte, who was on maternity leave, we are 20 Whatever, a podcast about navigating your 20s with friends through different phases of life.
Join us every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. PST, for comfy chats on the couch where we hope you leave feeling seen, heard, and held.
You can watch on YouTube or listen wherever you get podcasts.
Make sure to tune in on Wednesdays for all new 20 Whatever episodes. Thanks for listening.
That sounds great. You want to tell me your coming out story?
No, I want to hear yours.
Okay. Well, you know.
I first want to ask you.
Yeah.
In hindsight, do you have like a first memory when you were younger? Like obviously.
Of being gay.
You came out a little bit, not older, but like you're adult, whatever. But whenever you think back, do you go, oh my God, I was in love with this like school counselor or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think. In retrospect, I can see multiple people throughout my life that like I definitely had crushes on.
Yeah.
And
what were you thinking in the moment when you had those crushes? That they were just like cool and
no, I was probably thinking, well, yeah, that they were cool. It changed as I got older, but like when I was younger, it was probably like, oh, you're cool. I want to be around you. Yeah. Then it was like
you're not like a sexual being. At that time, and I don't know how young you're thinking, but like...
Oh, I was like, rude. I thought you were telling me right now I'm not a very
no,
sexual
when
being.
When you're like a little 5-year-old, I think it's really confusing because...
Totally.
You're not thinking of like even kissing them. Like you're a little kid. So you're kind of just like, I think you're really cool.
Yeah, I was never, but I was like I kissed boys very young.
Yeah.
Like little. I was really kissing. I was kissing Kate Barlow. Kissing Kate Barlow out here. Kissing Kate.
Kiss them and then they die.
Dude, there should be a spinoff of Holes called Kissing Kate Barlow.
Oh my God, and she's a lesbian, and every night she has to take off her venomous lips. I'm kissing Kate Barlow right now.
Wait, babe.
What?
It's called Holes.
No. Maybe no.
Okay. So, yeah, I had like little crushies.
Digging all. Oh, sorry.
And as I've got. Ew, digging in the holes is bad. Don't dig in the holes, girls. As I got older, I started to think like, okay, I like really want to be around this person.
A girl?
More. That now when I look back in retrospect, you were asking.
Yeah, but was it a girl? Like who are you talking about? You were just talking about kissing boys. So.
No, different girls in my life.
Yeah.
Not a lot, maybe three my whole life that I can look back now and be like, oh, I can see that feeling now is more like jealousy towards their boyfriend or whatever that they got to go on trips or they got to like do like yes I feel that towards best friends anyways because I'm crazy about my friends and I love all my friends, but I think now in retrospect I can see that differently.
Yeah, totally.
Did you have that? I mean, you've been gay forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think like I remember I went to like summer camp during the day and was in love with like any female counselor.
Dude, why is it always at camp?
Because it's the first, because they're younger. I think, I don't know how old she was, but in my mind I'm like, that was a full adult. I just thought you were cool. But now thinking who
you were like,
I know
she was 12.
No, I'm sure she was like 18 or something. I'm sure she was older, but not like she wasn't like 30.
Yeah,
but in my head when you're that little you're like, that's like a 50 year old. Like, yeah, any adult is so old in your head.
Yeah,
but now I'm like, oh, that was probably someone younger. And it was like I just wanted to impress them.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I've always been really good at untying knots, like in jewelry and stuff.
Oh my God.
And I remember the one counselor got her necklace was in a knot and she was so frustrated. It's so funny that I remember this. I wish I knew who she was. Her name, like, I'd love to look up who this person is. And
baby, you're married now. You can't be doing something.
No,
like
I'm just
that.
Curious. It's so funny.
You
want to
rekindle
was like,
your old counseling
exactly.
days?
But I remember I was like, oh, I can get it. And you know what? I don't even know if I was good at unknotting them yet or if this is where this talent came from. And I was like, I'll do it. I really don't know if I had this skill
And you're
skill
like
yet.
In the back like, oh, come on, you can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I remember sitting. I remember what pavilion it was. I remember what picnic table. Like, I remember
that
this
is the cutest
so
shit
clearly.
I've ever heard.
And I worked to get these little knots out and she was so grateful. And I was like, she's like proud of me and like happy with me. And it was the best feeling.
Oh, honey, I'm
ever.
So proud of you.
It was just like, I was so, were proud of me?
Why? Good job.
For unknotting
it? Yes.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I just remember it felt so good to like feel like I made someone that proud and happy. I don't know.
And
so,
it was someone that you
I mean, I don't
also
know.
Thought they were cute.
I don't remember. Do you know? I don't remember what she looked like. I think I was too young to even think like you're pretty. But and like my brother was a little older than me and I just remember any like girl he dated I thought was really cool and I wanted them to like me a lot. And I don't think I ever had feelings for them, but I think the approval I was seeking out from women was really different. And I just like I cared about that so much more.
Yeah.
But I also like always wanted an older sister. So it was easy to ignore.
Yeah.
Where and I think a lot of straight girls have that experience, too. Like,
totally.
I think we really appreciate respect from our peers and like.
Totally.
Yeah. So I think it wasn't always that it was a crush, but I was way more. I was never focused on boys. Never.
I was boy crazy. I actually have a memory. I don't know. Did I tell you about like when the only time I've seen porn?
I don't think
I told
so.
You this.
No,
we were at, I was at my friend's house. We must've been junior high maybe. And it was on TV and it was like a woman. I think it was two women or it was like only showing the woman or something. It was like clearly about the woman.
Yeah.
And I said, this like, breaks my heart in the sweetest way because I'm like, how cute of me to like how cute of little me to try to connect with my friends is so vulnerable. And I was like, does this ever make you guys like feel something like down in your tummy? Like, and I,
so cute.
Which is so crazy. You're that like, I said that out loud.
It was probably your health anxiety. Like, is something wrong with me?
No, I was literally turned on.
I know, but I'm saying in that moment you didn't realize it. So you're like, am I okay? Am I like having something wrong
and
with me?
And everyone was like, lesbian. Really? And it was like all my best friends. So it was like kind of funny, but I remember being like, oh my God, am I lesbian?
They were watching it.
We were having sleepover and I like, it was, we were turning the channels and then it was on. We weren't all watching porn together. It was like, we saw it for like 5 seconds and my body immediately had a reaction.
Yeah.
And I like, tried to be like anybody else and everyone was like, no, you lesbian, you're so, oh, and I was like, no, I'm not. And then I am.
And then they were right. Well, I had a kind of similar experience watching porn for the first time. Well, I don't know if it was the first time, but I was at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. And she had like all those channels too and wanted to watch it, and we had been watching like a nice movie and eating popcorn, like a normal movie, and ate all the popcorn. And
a nice, good natured film. Yeah,
nice, wholesome Disney film. Watching
holes.
Probably. I don't think it was out yet. Ate all the popcorn, and there was like so much salt on the bottom of the bowl. And she wanted to watch porn so bad that I remember I was like, you have to lick that whole bowl of salt. Like, you have to eat all of the salt and then we'll watch it. Cause I was like, I don't want to watch it.
Wait,
I was like
nervous. What?
And she did it. She went in there and like licked the whole bowl.
She nearly went into cardiac arrest.
Yeah. She was like my wild friend. She was the same friend who like, we'd go on chat rooms and like,
dude,
talk
hilarious
to people and pretend to be people. And she was just like a little wild child, but like, it was just the weirdest experiences that I had with her.
Well,
yeah. But it was funny because like where your friends were like judging and whatever, I feel like my friends were more wild than me.
Yeah.
So if anything, I was like being exposed to stuff because of them, not being like shamed because of them.
Fuck, that is so funny.
What?
That you made her lick all the salt? That is crazy.
Well, I was like, she's not going to do it. I think like I was really afraid to talk about anything sexual with friends or like go there. I think because I had an inkling.
Yeah.
That it was just awkward where like I couldn't just watch and be like, oh, porn. I was like, and I wasn't aware that I was gay. So it wasn't this full thought process of like, oh, this is going to out me. It was just like, I don't know how to act in these situations.
Yeah.
So I wanted to avoid them. So then I was like, you have to lick all the salt.
And then lick me.
And then, ew, baby. So, well, we wish babies.
Oh yeah, gross.
Gross. Okay, so you watch porn.
It's hard to come back.
You get turned on. Yeah. And you're...
I didn't watch porn. I watched 5 seconds of it.
Sorry, you watched 5 seconds of porn. So you watched porn. And you got turned on and everyone called you a lesbian for it. Did that sit with, like, did you think about it? Did you like go to bed and be like, oh my God, am I? Or like, why do people think that? Did that leave any kind of impression on you?
Yeah, I remember thinking about it a couple times throughout like high school and early college of being like, that was weird that I reacted like that.
Yeah.
And why do I remember that?
Yeah. Like, it's more of that lingering on.
Yeah. It's like so wild to think about the things you remember. Like, yeah. I have a terrible memory in general, but I have very few memories that I'm like, I could be there right now. Like, right now, I know exactly where I was when that happened.
Yeah, and if it's like, if you're remembering it that clearly, it's stuck with you for a reason.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or otherwise.
Okay, my coming out. I was boy crazy forever. I loved boys. I was like, I was always passing notes with boys and kissing boys in elementary school and like
elementary school.
Oh yeah.
Wow. You're crazy.
I just loved boys. I thought it was like the most fun thing ever. I remember I forget what I called myself, but I had these two. Sandra used to braid my hair like two down. What is that called? Russian braids or something.
What?
Russian braids? Is that what that's called? Where there's two braids down like this.
French braid?
French braid.
Wrong country.
And I would pull them up over my head like this, so I kind of look like a scorpion. Like I would go like that with them, and I would chase this boy Michael Fisher around, and we had a Michael Fisher fan club.
Oh my god.
And we would just do that all the time. We would chase it and be in love with him. There was like probably four of us.
Oh my god.
I wonder what he looks like now. But
not the girls bullying the boy that they like.
We weren't bullying him. We were chasing him.
I know, but like that's like
it was fun.
Like the little boys are like chasing the girl that they like and pushing her, like being kind of a brat. And
my fucking bratty ass running around. I'm the leader of the Michael Fisher fan club.
I chase him with my scorpion pigtails.
So stupid. I forget what I used to call myself. I was like a Tarantula or something. And I would like acted like a, doesn't matter. So
did that work for you? Did you get his attention?
Yeah, I had tons of little boyfriends growing up.
Was he your boyfriend?
We had a thing. I don't know if he was my boyfriend.
Never quite made it official.
No, I don't think we did. Mm. But I had many, many a boyfriends, which is just funny. So speeding up, in college, I was very Christian at the time. I was not raised Christian. I picked it myself in high school. And I was nearly engaged to a man. And I remember at the end of that relationship thinking like, I don't know, like we kind of fight a lot and his ideal life is not my ideal life. Mm-hmm. Like that was the one thing I definitely remember is that like he wanted to get into maybe being a pastor or working for a church.
God. Can you imagine if y'all got married?
I know. I think he does work for a church still now.
Yeah.
I think he's like a graphic designer for a church, which is cool that he does at least graphic design. And the church has cool graphic design. Mm. He works for a tech company, but I think he does that on the side. Anyway.
Baby, nobody cares.
Apparently I care.
What does he do? Let me think.
Doesn't matter. And I, at the same time, was moving into a house called the Babe Barn at ASU. We called it the Babe Barn. And I was living with girls that I was a part of crew, which was like our not church, but like our Christian group at ASU. And one of them was this girl that I just became obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to be around her all the time. I don't know another way to say it. I was like so infatuated by her.
Yeah.
I was going through a really bad anxiety spell during that. And she was so good at handling my anxiety. Aww. She would, now looking back, I'm like, this is so gay. But like,
you're like, oh, that was my wife.
She was like, she would like scratch my back so I could fall asleep when I was like having
but
crazy
in that
anxiety.
Moment, it's so easy. Oh, we don't have a table behind us anymore. I forgot.
Yeah.
It's so easy in the moment to be like, that is just such a good friend. Like, I feel like women also are so loving and caring and nurturing.
And in this like super hyper religious setting where it's like, you know, like you're even more nurturing to each other and more caring and you're like really trying to like heal each other. It feels like so like it's there's so also deep. That part where you're praying for each other and you're having these
it's
like
really intimate.
It's so intimate. Let's go on drives and listen to worship music together.
Like share all your dark secrets and sins and whatever.
And you'll
sin. And then let's sin together. Bye.
Let's sin together. So I started to realize that this was more than that. And I don't know if I've said this publicly ever. It doesn't matter if I have or not, but I cheated on what's that his name? You're gonna have to,
you want me to beep it out?
Yeah, you're gonna have to beep his name out. I cheated on my boyfriend with this person. And it's so weird because in my head it doesn't feel like cheating. Mm-hmm. It half feels like cheating and half doesn't because I'm like, one, we were already going to break up because I had heard he was going to propose to me. And I was so, my immediate reaction was so like, please don't.
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't going to work.
And how old are you at this point? Like 22?
I'm probably.
Like you graduating college?
Yeah. I'm either 21 or 22 and he's 25.
You're just a baby.
26. Yeah. Or something.
Oh, I didn't realize how much older he was than you.
And all our friends are the same. He knows the person that I like. Mm-hmm. We are all a part of this group. Like, it's very
did he have an inkling yet?
I don't think so. We've never talked about it ever.
Wow.
Which is so crazy. So what ended up happening.
Who's that?
Shut up.
Darren's ex-boyfriend.
Don't say his name again.
Imagine he came to our
That'd be so over. Crazy. I'd be elated and scared at the same time.
Me too.
I'd be so excited to see him, and then I'd be so horrified.
Yeah. That would be spooky.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll see if he's available next up.
I had heard that the person that I kissed had, this girl that I'm talking about, had a relationship with a girl in the past. And that changed things for me. When I heard that, I was like, oh, maybe what we have is different then.
Yeah. Like, this wasn't just a one-off. We got confused.
Yes. I was like, oh, maybe she's gay or something. And maybe I'm gay. I don't know. Yeah. Then one night we kissed. And then we kissed all night. And we were sharing a room at the time because I said we lived together. So our beds were literally next to each other.
Oh my God.
And we would, whatever.
Too convenient.
We kissed and kissed for a long time. The next morning, woke up. I was sick because I was like, oh my God, I just cheated. I think I cheated on her, on him. Whoa. I think I cheated on him. And she was sick because she was like so Christian that she couldn't believe. She thought she had just brought me into sin and like into
like,
her
this
worst
was my
nightmare.
Problem
yes.
That I've been trying to fix myself. Yes. And now I like infected you.
Basically.
That is so wild.
And
that's
so
sad.
It was.
Oh, that
so sad.
My heart
she couldn't look at
you.
Me. She couldn't. She left the house first thing. Oh. I was like, we obviously need to talk. Like, what the fuck was that? And it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The next few months, what ensued was not a joyous, fun coming out situation. It was me breaking up with this guy that I dated for years and thought I was going to be with for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. It was me and this other girl going back and forth, but me and this girl going back and forth between giving in to whatever it was we were feeling, which in retrospect was real feelings and love and good things, I think. But then also it being intertwined with, we're a part of this church group. What the fuck are we going to do? She did not want to be gay. She did not want this at all. It was like very, very heartbreaking for her.
Yeah.
And it was for me too, but I just thought, okay, I could be gay and Christian. It's not a big deal. It's like whatever.
You were coming to accept it much quicker than she was.
Yes. Then we applied to be on a mission trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And on the questionnaire it said, have you had same sex thoughts or have you acted on thoughts, same sex, whatever.
That still blows my mind.
Yeah.
That you have to fill out a questionnaire and say that.
And
it is insane.
We both were like, let's say yes. Let's be honest about it and say yes. And so we said yes. And then we got called in to this.
Together?
Yeah. And
how'd they know to bring you in together?
We got called in separately and we talked
and
to our people
about each other.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we had multiple meetings with the leaders together. And them being like, you know, it's okay that this happened, but you can't, basically you can't act on it. You guys need to change something now. It's like,
oh my God.
Like, this isn't okay. And we got kicked off leadership and we had to stand in front of all of our peers and explain, not that it was about this, but that we had a moral misjudgment or what.
Oh,
and everybody knows.
God.
They're like, these two are best friends. Like, something's up.
Yeah, they
like, what
both
the fuck?
Had a moral misjudgment together.
Taryn and this guy broke up. Like, it's like, what the fuck's happening?
So they basically, like, make you out yourself to everyone when you don't even know what you are
And
yet.
Everybody knows. Like, I know that everyone is talking.
Yeah.
And at the same time, so that was, like, our school thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to these therapists through the church that aren't real therapists.
Yeah, what the
They're
fuck?
Just like leader, like parents, a part of the church that we go to that are like trying to help us navigate.
Yeah.
And it was just terrible. We changed rooms. So I stayed in a room with someone else who came to our wedding, which is awesome. and she went in a different room and we just tried to go. We basically just went back and forth from being like, we love each other. We would hook up. We would hook up literally in the closet, which is crazy.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then.
Is it a big closet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Walk in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then repenting. And
that is such a mind fuck.
It was terrible. And I was just slowly coming out, but my coming out was never, I'm gay. It was like, here's this thing going on with me and I don't know how I feel about it, but I want you to know.
Yeah.
I told my mom. I was bawling outside of my favorite coffee shop in Arizona, and I told her, and she was like, I kissed a girl, blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh my gosh, I love you. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. Like, I'm excited to meet her. Tell me about her. Like, so friendly, so kind.
God, your mom's the best.
I came out to a couple friends. Basically, everyone in church was
awful.
Conflicted to awful.
Yeah.
Everyone outside of church from home was lovely. Aww. I didn't have a single person that upset
Thank me. Thank God you had home. That community.
Yeah.
And those are like your real people who you've known your whole life too, where totally. You're like, you really know me and you're supportive. Where
yeah.
I get that the church community is so tight and so important in those moments.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you've known all of those people for 4 years or less.
Yeah.
Where I feel like at least you had that side of it. Because most people, it's the opposite. It's yeah. the people you've known your whole life don't want to talk to you, don't support you, and then you have to find your own community again. Yeah. Where it's like you had those core people, and as hard as this was, at least you had that really special group.
Yeah. So it was like really messy.
Yeah.
It was, I'm severely downplaying how depressed I was during this time and how conflicted and all the terrible things. But I also knew, like, it's crazy that I can look back and know that I knew that being queer, bi, gay, whatever, was fine. Mm-hmm. No matter how many people around me were being like, you are going to go to hell. This is not okay. This is not okay. And even if I spent so many nights trying to pray it away because it was easier to not be that way.
Yeah.
I really felt like I can be this. This is who I am, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah. You guys are wrong.
Yeah. And so we both, me and this girl, just a lot of our coming out was together, and it wasn't a joyful experience. Mm-hmm. It was like we would fall out here. Someone would find out here. We would stumble out over here. It was never like, yeah, I'm excited to tell you this thing. Until years later, we got back together in a mindset where she was like, I'm ready to be out. I think I can do this. And we outwardly dated like a normal gay couple for, I think, a year after mm-hmm. all that. And this was like 4 years long of trauma and crazy. Mm-hmm. And then since then, I think sharing that has been my way of coming out. And, you know, I had that relationship, another relationship, and then you. And those have been like, I never really had like a moment of like, hello everyone, I am gay, but it was like,
yeah,
coming out just through living yeah. and telling the closest people in my life
yeah
when it was time,
yeah,
which was like in cars or mm-hmm. while we were drinking or a friend telling a friend or whatever. It was never like, today's the day I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's so funny. I feel like so many times we ask people like, when did you come out? And it's like, for most people, there isn't like a when, like you can't be like, oh yeah, at this age and this time. Like, it's normally not an everyone at the same time kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. like,
what was it like for you?
So like, yeah, growing up, I think I just kind of knew there was something up. I remember in middle school, like my friends would be like, oh, so-and-so likes you. Like, you guys should talk. And I thought that I was like,
Always boys.
I thought I was like really immature or Aww. Just like incapable of love because I felt like I was like a pretty mature kid and I would act like a 5-year-old. I'd be like, I'd walk a different way. I started dating Aww. This guy and I would like plan my route to not go near him. Cause I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to walk with him. I didn't like him. Like,
yeah.
I mean, sure. I'm sure he was, I don't even remember who it was. I'm sure he was fine, but I just like started dating him because I felt like I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, everyone's dating people. Why? What is wrong with me? Why do I like not want to talk to these boys? And I like had guy friends. Like I wasn't incapable of talking to boys. I wasn't just like nervous. And I knew that.
Yeah.
But I just thought something was wrong with me. I was like, I never had a crush on a boy.
Yeah.
Never. Well, that's not true. There's this guy, Preston. Yeah. He was adorable in third grade.
We have to bleep his name out.
No, I don't care.
Just kidding.
He was so adorable. He was the cutest little thing. And he was so pretty. And that's what's so funny. I'm like, I just remember he had these pretty eyelashes. I'm like, I probably just liked you because you like had these like very pretty feminine features.
Have you ever looked him up online?
No, I
want to see what he looks like.
He moved away really young and then he came back one time and I like met up with him and saw him. And I was I think I really realized I was gay by the time he came back. I don't remember the time frame, but I made my brother write him a note because my handwriting wasn't very nice and my brother's looked like a girl's. So I had him write a note and then put it in his locker and didn't hear from him for months. And then he finally called me and then we like kind of dated, but I
dated. I love that it's called dating.
I know. I'm like, 12. I don't even know what we were. And I also, he was like, I missed a lot of school when I was that age because of my asthma. And my eyes were underdeveloped, so I had glasses.
Okay,
so
every time she says her eyes are underdeveloped, it's she always goes, my eyes are underdeveloped.
But he wouldn't.
Is that the cutest shit you've ever heard in your life?
But he like wouldn't talk to me at school, so I thought he
by
did
your
it.
Eyes are sorry, but your eyes are underdeveloped. Do you mean what does that mean?
They were just under. They were like,
why didn't you have glasses?
Because I couldn't see well. They like took, I think just it happens sometimes when you have lighter eyes, they like take longer to fully develop. So I just couldn't see well yet. But now I have great vision. But I thought he was so dating me as a joke.
Why?
I remember having this thought because I just was like, I think I was just insecure already from a very young age.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm not friends with who you're friends with. Ugh, a bug just touched my ear. I don't know. I just like, I remember getting insecure about it. And then I remember being like, I don't even like this kid. Like, I'm just telling myself I did. But he's the only boy that I remember being like,
oh, man.
I want this guy to like me. That was the only boy. And in third grade, after that, not a single boy was I even like, you're cute. I just never cared.
No peens for the go.
Never cared. And then fast forward, I forget if it was seventh going into eighth grade or eighth going into ninth. I joined this dance team. I didn't even want to go. My best friend wanted to go. So I went with her to like the tryouts because she didn't want to go alone. And I had no intention of joining this team.
Yeah.
End up going with her, get on the team, end up staying, and then met this girl. And it was just like different than any of my friends. Like, I don't know. Just, it was one of those things where I'm like, I don't know. Do I just care about you more? And the dancing was very lovey. It was like very like family. It was honestly, yeah, it was very culty. It was very.
Sounds similar to
religion.
Where I was at.
It really was. It was like you wanted to be the owner of the gym was like the mom of two of the girls.
Yeah.
And they would always hang out and have sleepovers. It's like core it's group family. Of people.
Yeah.
And you wanted to be in that core group. And I remember my mom being like pretty sketched out by them and being like, I don't know that I want you like getting into this group. But mm-hmm. also my mom was pretty good of like, I'll keep an eye on you, but I'm not going to like tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a weird situation, but I just remember starting to care for this girl so much. So about like 2 years of us like obviously really treating each other differently than everyone else.
Yeah.
We ended up having sleepovers like every night, like school nights we would sleep over. Like we just were always, always together. And then finally, I can't remember exactly when, there was a night we used to like rub each other's back all night and like be so
it always
like,
starts in the back row.
Yeah, it's the gateway drug to you. Lesbian.
The gay way.
Yeah, but we would do like the
the gateway drug.
The gateway drug. It really is. We would do like the like spiders crawling up your back, like give each other the chills for hours. Like I remember doing it and be like, no, I'll do it again. I don't care. I'll do it again. Like,
oh, you just loved her back.
I would. Well, I just was like, I would like to touch you in any way that I can. Like, this is so I just want to be close to you. And it was like, oh, that's you're enjoying this. Like, you like this. Like, I just want you happy. And then finally, then we would start to like, we would, the whole dancing would be like, love you, bye. And kiss on the lips. So it was like, not weird to be like, little peck. But we would be like, love you, good night. Peck on the lips. Like,
and it'd be a little longer.
But then it'd be longer and longer and then like more and then be like.
Tongue.
Well, eventually one night we did make out and like freaked out about it.
Yeah, terrible.
Like jumped out of bed and we're like, oh my. And she had like the tiniest little bed too. So like you had to be kind of on top of each other, which nobody was complaining. But we like made out and then we're like, oh my God, what the fuck's happening? And then like lay back down. Then we made out again. It happened like 4 or 5 times that night and being like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
And then we got to a point where it was very much so, we're not gay. I'm just in love with you.
Yes.
It's like, I love you. in spite, like, it doesn't matter what gender you are.
Yeah.
It's, that's
the pansexual way.
But not even that. It was like, you're an exception. I would never like a girl.
Oh, I thought
like,
that I don't, too.
It's not even that I felt pansexual and like, oh, I love the person, not the gender. It was like, you, I'm looking past your gender.
Yeah. I totally resonate with that. Yeah. You're like, this is the one. That's why after my first girlfriend, I didn't know that I would ever date a woman again. I was like, that was maybe just a weird thing.
Yeah, that was that just that person.
Through. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And I felt that for a really long time. And then it was just weird because we weren't out to each other. We weren't out to ourselves. So it just made for like a very volatile relationship. I think I came to terms quicker with, oh, I really do like you and I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to push her to be more ready than she was. So I forget when. I think it was like summer going into junior year of high school. Finally, we started like officially dating. Mm-hmm. I watched a show, South of Nowhere, and for the first time saw femme women, like two women who are very feminine liking each other, and was like a light bulb moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm gay. Mm-hmm. Fully had a girlfriend at this point, but that's when I realized I was gay.
Yeah.
And I remember calling her and being so relieved, being like, I don't have to look like fucking Ellen DeGeneres to be gay because I don't want to give up having
long hair. To say that.
Yeah, as soon as she got out of school, I was like texting her. I was like, call me as soon as you get out of school. Like, I was so excited to tell her.
That is so cute, Cam.
I was stoked. I was just like, oh my God, I'm gay. This is so great. You have to watch the show. Yeah. It, like, they seem just like us. Like, it felt so relieving. And then I was like, everything's going to be great. Like, we love each other. We'll figure everything else out. And then it was kind of just like 4 years, maybe more. I don't even remember. I guess we dated from then until I was like 21 of her. She's cheated on me the whole time. Bitch. So it was like so, bitch. It was so toxic. At first it was with guys, and that I was like overly understanding with because I was, it shouldn't matter.
No, I was that way too. Like,
yeah, it was just weird. Like, we were officially together. We called each other girlfriend. Like, we were dating. And some people even knew about it at that point. And I would like drop her off at this guy's house knowing that they're hooking up.
Yeah.
And just immediately, like, I'd keep it together. And as soon as she got out of the car, just bawl my eyes out. But I felt like I had to allow her to experience that.
Totally.
And I justified it. And then she started cheating on me with one of her best girlfriends. And I was like, okay, this is just, what is the, how can I justify this? Like, you figured it out.
What am I going to do? Just sit here and.
Yeah. And it just was like kind of just years of that. I would think that she would stop. And then she was like talking to someone else. It was just, it just went on forever. And it was hard because it was her best girl. We didn't go to the same school. So it was like her best friends all together. And then I was like, oh, I don't want you around this girl.
School.
Yeah. I was like, I don't really want you like hanging around this girl that or like sleeping over her house. It feels weird. And she was like, well, what am I supposed to do if I make it weird? Our friends are going to ask about it. I'm out. Like, I felt like she really kind of like put me in bad situations. And then it just got worse from there. She would like pick a fight with me before we would hang out with people who knew she was cheating on me to make it look like we had a really bad relationship. It was just chaotic. So, yeah, it was just really hard. And then once that relationship ended, I was like, I'm not going back to toxic stuff. I'm going to be fully out. I'm going to be comfortable with who I am. I came out to, I was already out to a lot of my friends. I came out to my one friend in high school. We got in a fight and we were in the gym locker room and I came out to her.
Aww.
So it was just like trickle, told our whole dance team at one point. And then when we broke up, I told my mom because she was like, you're distraught. What's going on? And
yeah,
I was like, we're dating and we broke up. And she's like, I know, Cam. Like, come on, dude.
Oh,
I'm well aware you bought her a promise ring.
Oh,
I think my mom and I brought
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. I think my mom helped me buy the promise ring.
That's really sweet.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then I like, it was her birthstone, but then I bought me one too, I think. I was like, let's get, it'll be cute to have two. Like,
duh. You say as you have a T around your neck.
But it was so obvious. Like, but I didn't think it was. So then after that, I think I was kind of stunted in maturity because I was, started that relationship so young.
Yeah.
Had like a weird idea of what a relationship should be.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could progress like 5 years overnight once I got out of that. Like,
yeah,
once we officially broke it off, I was like, never ever going back to that.
Yeah,
I don't. I had like this awakening, and then yeah,
and here we
are.
And
then I was out,
and then she was out,
and then she's out.
Do you remember telling like your dad?
I never had a sit down conversation
with
my dad. Isn't
that funny? Like some people you just never tell.
Yeah, I think my dad and I have always had that kind of relationship. I think we get each other in a really deep way.
Yeah.
But we never have to say a word. Like he's the first person to know if I'm upset. He's like very in tune with my feelings. When I came out to my mom, I was like, is dad disappointed? Like,
yeah, I think.
And
I
my mom was started laughing again, and she's like, oh my God, no, we've already talked about it. I asked your dad if he thinks you're gay one night, and he didn't even look up from his magazine. He's like laying in bed, and my mom's like, do you think Cam might be gay? And he was like, so what if she is? Like was a non-event to my dad. It was like, I just want whoever my daughter's with to treat her well, to be a good person, for her to be happy.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I care what gender they are? That's weird to care.
Like, yeah.
He just didn't care. He just wanted me happy. And then my mom, I think, was more of a mom, was worried about like how the world would treat me.
Yeah.
Was worried, same. Like, didn't want me to struggle more, but
same.
At the same time knew like the biggest struggle would be me not living my authentic life. So
yeah.
I think at some point she would say things where I was like, oh my God, you really don't get it, or like, you don't want me to be gay. But I think it was just her own stuff she needed to work out.
Yeah.
Did you come out? Did you talk to your dad? Like, I feel like I've only heard stories about you talking to your mom.
I think I did. My memory's failing me. I think I did.
Yeah. What about your brothers?
I think I remember coming out to both of... Yeah, I came out to both of them. Both great, obviously.
Yeah.
Both non-events. I think I told Brett in a car.
Cute.
I think I told Brett and his wife in a car.
Yeah.
When we were driving somewhere, they're like, nice. And I was like... But it was always like... It was always like, I'm dating this girl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
It was like, just so you know, like, me and blank are girlfriends.
It was so much easier to say that.
Yes.
I could not for the life of me get out the words I'm gay for a long, like, I did yeah. the whole, like, say it to yourself in the mirror. Like, I could not say those words for a very, very long time.
I mean, even now, I don't like it because I don't feel it.
Well, I don't
feel
think you fully identify with being, like, I do.
Yeah.
I identify with being lesbian, which that word took me a long time to kind of like...
For all the reasons.
Yeah, fix my brain into realizing that that is not a gross term. I've just been told it is. But I love... Like, I very much so identify with being queer, gay, lesbian. But I feel like for you, that kind of puts you in like a weird little box. And I think sometimes you even get people from the queer community judging you of like... If you talk about liking guys or be like thinking a guy's cute, which is so batshit, which I actually think talking about your coming out story was so powerful today because you don't always talk about being so boy crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so powerful because how many girls struggling with their sexuality and liking another girl go, well, I don't think I'm gay. Like and boy crazy, I can't like a girl.
Yeah,
where for me it was like I never liked a guy really, so it's I think if somebody's trying to figure out if they're queer and they're just listening to my story, they may be like, well, I don't relate to that, so maybe I'm not.
Yeah,
where it's so powerful to be like, there's so many different paths, there's so many different levels of this spectrum of liking different genders, that there's just not one specific way to be. There's no right or wrong. There's no like too gay, not enough gay. There's just you, and there's you wanting to find love. Like, that literally all it is. It's like everyone just wants to like find their person and be happy and find themselves and be happy within themselves.
Yeah, I think for a very long time I was very upset with not having a label. I think I wrote something about this at some point, but
yeah.
I just, like, I don't feel bi. I don't feel totally gay. I know that I'm probably 70-80% into women.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you feel comfortable labeling yourself as bi?
Because bi...
You just don't see yourself ever actually being with a guy. I mean, taking out the fact that we're married.
So the hard part is I was never very physical with men.
Mm.
Because I was so religious.
Yeah.
It wasn't out of not wanting to, but I also don't know that. I don't know that I didn't yeah, you're like subliminally want to be with a man.
Yeah.
Which is very confusing.
It's almost the reverse of like, you know, when people are so gross when they're like, well, how do you know you don't like guys if you haven't given a try?
Yeah.
You're almost like, how do I know I fully don't like men? Like, in, I mean,
yeah,
that sounded like the same thing. I'm trying to word it properly. You're like, well, I think I'm not fully gay. I think I'm bi, but maybe if I would have been with a man, I would be fully gay.
Who knows?
It's more that if said yeah. of like, you have liked men and you can find men attractive. So in your head, you're like, well, I don't feel right calling myself completely lesbian because I think I could like a man. But then because you haven't had sex with a man, in your head you're like, maybe if I did, I would 100% know I don't want to be with
men. Maybe. I mean, I have been intimate with men. I haven't yeah. had sex with a man, but yeah. I have done things with men, and I like doing things with women better. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know,
yeah,
which like that's one part, but I also don't think it's all about the level of what you enjoy the intimacy. For me, it's just yeah. like when lesbians go, oh, I can look at a man and understand how they're attractive. I'm like, no, I am attracted to some men.
Yeah, you're it's like that's
I
different.
Actually feel attraction to them.
Yeah, but also, but like, I'm not blind. I'm fully a lesbian, but I can also look at a man and know that he's attractive. Like, that's an insane thought to be like,
no, but that's what I
can't understand that.
No,
all.
That's what I'm saying. But I think that the difference of what I'm saying to you is that like, I feel attraction.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I think you've had some conversations with friends who are label themselves as lesbian, and they're like, well, oh. yeah, I mean, I can too find it. And it's like, well, yeah, I think
yeah.
most people in the world, no matter what your gender and who you like,
yes.
can find the gender that they aren't into. Like, they can recognize that yeah. somebody's attractive.
But I think the reason I'm not like, I don't go to bi is because it doesn't feel 50-50. And to me,
why do you feel like it needs to?
I just do. Like, and I don't think that that's not a thing for everyone that's bi. I think that they mean 50-50 and that it's whatever. It's for me personally. I'm not going to label something as big as my sexuality with a term that I don't find fits me.
Yeah.
When it, I just don't need it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. You're like, I don't actually, it's, I think also the, like percentage, it's such a silly thing, but it can mean so many different things too, where you're like, I don't find myself just as capable of being in a relationship with, attracted to, and wanting to be sexual with a man as I do to a woman. Like, I do feel that I am always going to lean towards women, find women attractive, yeah. want to be with a woman, but I wouldn't rule out a man. If I was yeah. single and I was dating and I fell in love with a guy, I wouldn't be shocked by that.
If we broke up and I had to go on a dating app, I would
pick women.
I would start with women.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
It almost, I feel like, would have to be like an accident. Like, you meet somebody, you meet a friend of a friend, you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, it like you wouldn't see, I feel like you wouldn't seek out a man.
If I was at a bar, I wouldn't be looking around at the men.
Yeah.
I would probably be looking around at the women. And then if it was like a friend or some guy,
and you start vibing with somebody,
then I start vibing. Yes, I'm like, okay, I could see myself liking
yeah.
you.
Yeah, your instincts go women first. Yeah, I get that. But I will say, yeah. I don't know a single person. Well, that's not true. I would say the majority of people that I know who are bi also probably wouldn't say 50-50. I'm sure there are some people who are bi who are like, nope, 100, like, doesn't matter, guy, yeah. girl, I'm 50-50 attracted. But it's also like, you're not going to like every man and every woman in the world, where there might be the type of girl you like. There could be more women yeah. out there in the world than the type of guy you like might be like a niche group of men. So you don't see them as often.
I love a pretty man, which is even sillier.
You're like, and that's more attractive to the women's side.
Like, if you saw my college boyfriend, he was like pretty.
Yeah.
I'm like, looking back, I'm like, you're beautiful. Yeah. But all to say, if you use a label and you love your label, I'm so happy for you. If you yeah. don't have a label, it's okay. If you don't have a label and you want to find a label, that's also okay.
Yeah.
If you think you have a label for me, please don't give it to me. I don't want it.
Taryn is not opening up the floor to you guys saying like, well, I think you're this, I think you're this. Your sexuality is very...
I know all the shit. I'm happy to be in a floaty yeah. space.
And we also don't need to know because, yeah. because that's the only important person... your sexuality is for you, and any like if somebody's curious and they want to be with you and they're like, would she consider me? Does she like people like me? And she's married and she's taken, so you can't have her anyway.
I will say also, as a people group, as a community, I feel like I fit into the lesbian group.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's like seeking community.
So that's easier for me when people are like, if this never happened, but if someone's like lesbians or something,
you're, and
like,
it was here.
Like, yeah, like I'd be like, that's me and my people.
Yeah, if people was like the bisexuals, you would never be like, yeah, I identify
if
with
we, yeah, if we were in a room and they were separating people by straight, bi, and lesbian, I would go with lesbian.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. That's the funny thing about labels. They can be so powerful and helpful sometimes, but they can also be detrimental if you put too much emphasis on trying to stick into it. And it can confuse you where you're like, now that I've labeled myself, I have to stay in this little box that I belong to, or people are going to be mad at me or question me.
Two things. On the last podcast, Frank was in the corner. This one, Smidjo is, but you can only see her butt, but she looks really cute.
She's stretched
out. She's so stretched. Two is we don't have time for
anything else. I think, I don't know, we don't have our timer out. Normally we do, so we cannot go over. We've been giving you all long episodes. Let us know if you're liking that or not. We try to keep them under an hour. They have been well over an hour. So if you hate that, I'm so sorry. If you love that, you're welcome. But we will try to stick to under an hour. So
wait, my number two thing was that I was on a Jubilee video. I think I've talked about this here, but I was on a Jubilee video that was like spectrum of lesbians, which I thought would be great because I fall on the spectrum of lesbians in my head. That's what I thought. It was an amazing experience. It was so fun. But so many of the comments, which I've stopped looking at because they were driving me crazy, were people like lesbians and queer people mad at me that I went on this video.
And there was like a trans woman too, right?
Yes.
And they were mad that there was like a trans woman. Like, it was vile. I couldn't believe it was so hard to not only see just like hateful comments in general, but from our community. I'm like, God damn it.
Like,
guys,
people being like, she doesn't fit here. I'm like, okay.
That's the whole point of the video, that there are different types of what you think a specific label is. And you're kind of missing the point, you dumb dumbs.
You fucking, sorry to end this on such an anger run. We love you all.
We'll do the story, the PP story next week, and we gotta update them or catch them up on our little story.
Oh, cute.
All right,
cute.
Guys.
Wait, two things.
Said that like five times.
Sorry, follow Staying Up Pod on all the things. Remember, we want to make our network think that we're perfect because we are. And two, if you hear an ad that you think sounds wildly out of place,
oh, please tell
us. Please let us know, because our last platform made it easier for us to like see what ads were running. This one is a bit more of like trial and error. We've said no to some certain types of ads, but
so if some crazy shit pops up and you're like, why the hell are they supporting this? We're not. We're figuring out like how it works, and we can flag them so they take them off, but it's almost like it's not proactive, it's retroactive. So just tell us. Message us immediately and be like, there is some fucked up ads playing on your podcast. Like
an NRA ad.
Oh my God, please tell
Call
us.
Call me.
Please tell us.
Cool. That's
we filled out a list prior of like things we're not allowed, but it was confusing because it was like abortion. And we're like, well,
which
for
way?
Or against.
Like, it's like politics.
Which one? Way? So yeah, if some like weird shit pops up, you just let us know and we will handle it.
Cool. We love you guys.
Love you guys. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for staying up.
Bye. Ooh.
Awesome.
Are my lips still on?
Yeah, dude. That stain.
Only, like 298 kisses on.
You swear it's not staining me?
It's on at all. I'm so afraid. Look. Nothing. Isn't that amazing?
What if I had it on now?
Oh my God.
Put it on Riggy as we go out.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. This is just for people who stayed this long.